In our previous episode, we talked about the idea that when Mashiach comes, the land of Israel will be divided not into 12 territories, but the newly expanded Eretz Yisrael will be comprised of 13 territories. And we also discussed the notion that the tribe of Levi, not Yosef divided as Ephraim and Manasseh, will occupy one of those territories and it will become their land. The question, of course, is, what happened? Is Levi getting demoted? If the tribe of Levi wasn't destined to actually own a parcel of Eretz Yisrael, why will things suddenly change when Mashiach comes? The Rebbe says the way to understand this is by examining the reason Levi didn't get land to begin with. In the words of the Torah in Parshas Vezeis HaBracha, in the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 10, the Torah says, Yoiru mishpatecha l'yankiv. The special job of the tribe of Levi is to teach the Torah, Hashem's ordinances, to Yaakov and to Yisrael. Zirascha l'Yisrael. Yisimu k'toyra v'apecha v'cholil ha-mizbechecha. They will ultimately place incense before you and ascend offerings upon the mizbeach, the altar. Rashi, talking about the notion of Yoiru mishpatecha, says something very interesting. Ru'uyim elu l'kach. They are appropriately suited for this very thing. The Sefer HaZikaron explains that this is because kevan sheshamru teiroscha, because they kept your Torah, because they had a proven zeal for performing Hashem's bidding, so therefore ru'uyim heim gamkein, therefore it qualifies them for this task. They should be the ones who are moire ha-Torah, they should be the ones who teach the Torah to the Jewish people, u'mesharse mizbeach alikeinu, the ones who will serve before Hashem in his Beis HaMikdash. And the point then is this. Because Levi has a dedicated special mission, we didn't want Levi to get bogged down with other pursuit, land ownership, farming, business, and so on and so forth. But when Mashiach comes, as we learned in many previous episodes, there will be no distractions. Our sole occupation will be knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us nurturing a more profound relationship with the Creator. As such, there's no reason that Levi also should be included having a parcel of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, really and truly, Levi will no longer be in an elevated or exalted state insofar as not being bogged down. All of the Jewish people, and for that matter, all of the world, will be involved in Mirtz Hashem in the common pursuit of Lodas Es Hashem Bilvad.